CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
Kristen Troisch has been leading ghost tours in Winnipeg for 10 years. She didn't start in the paranormal field, but after an encounter with the ghost of a young boy at Elmwood Cemetery, she started to look into other paranormal activity in the city.
So that's sort of how it began. So it was the little boy at the cemetery that kind of, he's the one that introduced me to the actual communication part of it.
She now runs three different paranormal tours, each with varying degree of ghost engagement for the people taking the tour. In her Talking to the Dead tour, she brings dowsing rods, K2 meters, and heat scanners for participants to try.
You know, whoever wants to can come up and try, hold some of the equipment or maybe the experience stuff.
Troisch says she creates relationships with the spirit.
They get to know me and why I'm there and my motives are, and I get to know them and their style and what things helps to bring them forward.
At the St. Boniface Museum, she leaves a rosary and plays Ave Maria, sung by Jackie Ivanko, and she says the ghost of a nun makes its presence known.
It's like a Christmas light show. The lights on the meters are all blinking, all very excited, and that's how I know it's her coming through. And
though Troisch finds the St. Boniface Museum a reliable building for paranormal activity, many employees at the museum say they've never seen anything. Though Aidan Prinevaux, who's worked at the museum for 2 years, says he's heard fiddle music while working in the museum alone.
With this being the oldest building in Winnipeg, and with this having been also a school, an asylum, an orphanage, a senior center, and a hospital, you're bound to have some weird things happening, you know.
And with so many old buildings in Winnipeg, it's not surprising that Troisch has been running ghost tours for so many years. For Winnipeg Slice, I'm Kit Muir.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.